Arduino Python. Graphical interface. Would you like to add a GUI for your MCU projects but find LCD screens too small? Want to interface these projects to your PC's computer screens? Read this article about connecting your Arduino to a Python graphical interface on your PC. Introduction. Some users may find projects having a GUI, graphical user interface, more appealing than those that don't have one. Similarly, as the user interface becomes more prominent and accessible, so does its interaction rate with its users. Here, as an example, an MCU with a sensor will be interfaced with a PC running Python to make the project more comfortable to interact with. Download ThonyEyed and install a graphics library. The main component of interest for an interactive GUI on your PC is the Python programming language. Python is a high-level programming language that can accomplish several tasks. One of these tasks is data visualization and graphics. With this, install a simple Python IDE on your PC, such as Thony. Previously, Python was also used in other projects, such as interfacing the Arduino serial monitor with Python and controlling Arduino by voice in Python, so you may want to check them out. Specifically, these projects installed the PyZerial library that will also be used in this current project. Install the Graphics Bot BI library from the tools, Manage Plugins. Search for graphics and install the Graphics BI plugin. Gather your MCU and sensor. To illustrate the concept of this MCU PC-based GUI using Python, an Arduino UNO will be used to gather data from a sensor. The sensor is a DHT11 temperature and humidity sensor. The user can visually select a temperature or humidity reading by clicking a button on the GUI. Please check displaying temperature and humidity on an old screen to review how to use the DHT11 on Arduino. This UNO interfaces to a PC via its USB port, acting as a virtual COM port device while the PC runs the Thony Python ID. The DHT11's one-wire interface is connected to pin 2 of the Arduino. Write code for your GUI on the PC in Python. Here is the code for the Python ID. You can go to this hands-on Python tutorial to learn more about using the graphics library. The code starts importing both the graphics and serial libraries to the program. Sir and Win are the objects created through these libraries. Draw underscore temp underscore meter and draw underscore humid underscore meter. Initially draw circular temperature and humidity gauges with labels inside the Win graphics object. The refresh underscore temp underscore meter and refresh underscore humid underscore meter draw out the colors required for each object to have correct readings. A button function lays out a button to choose between a temperature or a humidity reading. The inside function cleverly determines if a point, PT, coincides with the defined rectangular box, rect. The while loop checks if there is a click event. If there is, it is determined if the click coincides with the rectangular TMPHMD chooser button. If it does, corresponding serial data is sent to the UNO. The UNO then outputs a temperature or humidity reading depending on what serial data it received. Write code for your UNO in C. Here is the code for your Arduino UNO board. The code is a modified DHT tester program from the examples library. What it does is receive serial data from Python. The UNO determines if the Python GUI needs a temperature or humidity reading from this data. For more information and resources such as code snippets, diagrams, videos, images, tables and graphs, head to phippselectronics.com and look up the blog article titled Arduino Python Graphical Interface. Phipps Electronics is an Australian online electronics retailer offering thousands of products. Have a browse today at phippselectronics.com.